Chapter 3. A car was coming for Lily in 10 minutes, and she was cutting it fine with her packing. For the past couple of days, since the casting director at Savage Productions had called her agent with an official offer, she'd been existing in a surreal bubble. She kept bouncing back and forth between elation and terror, with a fair whack of incredulity. After Savage's charming critique and her own disrespectful fuck-up, she'd assumed he would chuck her headshots in the bin.
"I say this is someone who would probably rescue her books first if the flat burnt down and then come back for you, but you may not need 8 books for 1 weekend," Trix said from the doorway. "I fear a meet and greet might involve social interaction with non-fictional people."
She had 4 sets of tangled fairy lights slung around her neck. They'd found Elf on TV last night, and she'd come down with rapid onset Christmas spirit. Lily had come home this afternoon to a wreath on the door and a bald tree in the living room. Judging by the state of the lights, Trix would still be standing here unwinding them when she got back next week. Lily slapped a hand down on a teetering pile of books before it collapsed.
"This is the 3rd edit. I've already weeded it down from 15.
It wasn't an option, being away from home without her favourite books. Her Kindle was great for downtime between scenes at the studio, but when things went tits up, she needed her favourite characters physically in her hands. She was actually looking forward to the weekend. The hotel looked gorgeous on the website. She hadn't been out of London in months, and there were several actors in the cast she wanted to meet. But so far, her interactions with Luke Savage had proved somewhat stressful. She added a worn copy of Jane Eyre to the stack. She wasn't sure what kind of clothes she was supposed to take. It was fine if it was just cosy fireside chats with the rest of the cast and crew. But going away en masse did smack horrifyingly of corporate team building. If she ended up climbing rope ladders in the snow or playing the trust game with Bridget Barclay, falling back and expecting to land safely in the leading lady's arms, she was going to need really grippy trainers in the first instance, and probably a first aid kit in the second. She was also packing for a night in Oxford, as apparently the country's best speech therapist could be found haunting the Bodleian, and Savage was wasting no time. They were going straight there on Monday.
"What are your plans for the weekend?"
She tried to close a bulging zip.
"Are you going out with Aidan again?"